Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have billionaire Peter Thiel bankrolling the Olympics on steroids, an event that allow the athletes to dope up and compete with the roids. To be honest though, this does actually sound kind of dope, pun most certainly intended. Imagine everyone's shock when their records turn out to be on the same level as the Olympians. Then we'll know just how rigged both games are. And the famous words of Darth Sidious, do it. Moving on, we have an Iowa teacher that admitted to being with young dudes shortly after she got married. Maybe it's time to teach women not to eat grapes. But apparently, they say that only men are the ones that are able to eat grapes. But seriously, where was this teacher when I was in school and had blue grapes? But look at that shaggy simp that she's with, that has the worst Scooby-Doo costume of all time. Just imagine being him and being passed over for a middle schooler. Number three, we have a single mother looking for a man over 6 feet tall and wealthy. That, of course, takes out 99.5% of the male population, and why would they be with a woman with a rugrat when they can find someone unspoiled instead? I guess that it didn't work out with the first smart 6 foot tall independent man that she was with, so now she's looking for another. They all want a strong, successful man, but their political ideology won't allow it, and so they try and turn him into a weak wokester. Up next, in 19th century Persia, this was considered attractive for a woman. Mustaches were all the rage on the men and the women. This is the daughter of the king of Persia from 1848 to 1896. Why am I also not surprised to hear that she was also a champion of women's rights and education? She became a divorced royal single mother. I thought this was a joke at first until I saw these additional photos. I wonder who divorced who. She looks like the Iron Sheik. Number 5, some creepy man made a doll of Greta Thunberg and paid $3,500 to make it. It even says how dare you when you snuggle with it, if you know what I mean. And I'm sure we all know exactly where the how dare you switch is located. All I can think about is how large the doll's carbon footprint is. Maybe the guy that created it has a fetal alcohol syndrome kink. Looks like Mike's got a side chick. Moving on, Shaq says that a man should never open up to women, and that whenever something bad goes down, they'll throw it back in your face. Seems like he's been red-pilled, or in this case, has a red parrot in his pocket. He also said you better go outside and tell your feelings to a tree. He knows they can be used against him. He's a smart man. He was one of the early investors in Google as well. He's also clearly never opened up to a woman. Number 7, in her new book, Marcy Bianco says that feminism is no longer about achieving equality. Of course it's not. They achieved that equality a long time ago. It's always been more about the exploitation of women's disdain for men by their so-called thought leaders. The question I want answered is, why are the lesbians coming? Maybe she can go and be a feminist in Iran or Afghanistan or something, along with that Persian woman with a mustache. Up next, we have an influencer who promoted the virtues of a fruit-only diet, and she died at the age of 39 from malnutrition. On the bright side, at least she died in the best of health. I really hope she doesn't influence others to follow in her footsteps. But I'm sure that she will be missed, said no one ever. She clearly didn't have enough sausage in her gullet, it seems. Here's to fruit salad. Number 9, either way, this dude is going to get his heart broken. Either from the magic serum or from Taylor Swift. More likely than that, though, he's going to be the subject of her new song. But a 34-year-old woman is too old for a man with options. He needs to get his head on straight and start looking for a 22-year-old. But I think this dude dips the old sausage in all kinds of mustard, so somehow I don't think he's going to get all heartbroken. Up next on this day, to celebrate the conclusion of Black History Month, we celebrate Juicy Smollett, the first black man to be a victim of his own hate crime. Also, here are the actual photos from CNN of Jussie's attackers. Someone needs to make a movie called The Boy Who Cried MAGA. He only served 150 days in jail. He should have received the same sentence his made-up MAGA attackers would have received. That would have been a deterrent and justice. Number 11, Greta's back, and this time she went on strike for over a year from school because of climate change. Tell me she's not privileged refusing to go to school until everyone on Earth changes the weather for her. This kind of reminds me of what Bill Murray used to say, which is it's hard winning an argument against a smart person, but it's almost impossible to win one against a stupid person. I'll let you figure out which one Greta is for yourselves. Moving on, we have a single mother that was too tired to realize that she had accidentally parked in the wrong parking spot. And the person who owned the spot had her vehicle towed, and she had to pay $450 to get her car back. Now she can't make her rent payments. She left him his note and asked that next time he think about the impact over a $25 parking spot. I guess she wants him to pay to park while she takes his spot. Does the victim card ever stop with these ladies? I mean, the least she could have done is offer him a BJ or a Big Mac or something. Number 12, we have Dani Leigh, and she was convicted of a DUI hit and run in Miami, and was sentenced to 5 years. 5 years of probation, that is. If she was a man, it would have been more like 5 years of hard time. Supposedly, she's some semi-famous rapperess. To me, it doesn't look like it's her first hit and run. This is probably the finest mugshot that I've ever seen, though. And here I thought that Florida was tough on crime. I guess this is celebrity pretty privilege at its best. Up next is someone that many of you don't know. It's Chelsea Clinton, daughter of Bill and Hillary. She's been criticizing ordinary Americans, yet she's had every privilege handed to her, like a $10 million apartment in Manhattan, and a $1 million job right out of college. Gee, it must be nice when Daddy was the president. At least she has 3 kids to keep Hillary busy so we don't have to see her as much. Number 15, apparently Putin's mainstream TV propagandists target the White House secretary, saying that she only got the role because of her skin color and orientation in the bedroom. Are they right or are they wrong? Or are people in the East casting a light on the West and all of the woke nonsense that's going on here? But I think that Russian propaganda has attacked the West with the most sophisticated weapon, the truth. Moving on, we have a woman marrying a virtual AI-powered man, and she even claims to be pregnant by him. But judging by the look on his face, he's screaming out, "Someone please help me." Most women can't find a chat to settle down with, and many of us have said that women will never accept male robots and AI, because he won't come with a wallet, and she won't be able to get off emotionally abusing him. But if an android is good-looking enough, I think they'll just look past those 2 points. Number 17 is Pokemoni, and she left Twitch because of the rise of the Manosphere BS, and nothing of value was lost. Yes, she's free as a bird and will probably be single for the rest of her life. Looks like the red pill message is getting out there, and there aren't enough simps out there to make it worth their time to stay and milk those non-existent simp bucks. Plus, she also has so much money now that she never has to work again. So blaming the Manosphere could just be an excuse for being lazy. Up next, we have the Why Can't I Find a Good Man starter pack. The reasons include I have a high body count, no father in my life because my mother left him for a Tyrannosaurus, as well as this woman's history of substance abuse and many other things. But you know that all the men she doesn't want will say to themselves, I can fix her. She would be their dream if she was thin. Number 19, it looks like feminism ends when disaster strikes. But it needs to be a major disaster like a global cataclysm for that to happen to the whole world. But during floods like this, feminists don't need to worry, because they can easily float on water from all the Twinkies they've been ingesting in their gullets. Moving on, imagine opening up your fridge and finding Christina Ricci in there. What would you do? The question to ask is she dead or alive? That's important. If she's no longer among the living, then I'd turn myself into Castor, the horny ghost. And if she's still breathing, then I'd feed her milk, use my imagination, which kind, while she makes me a sandwich. But before doing so, I check her best before use date. Number 21, speaking of finding something in the fridge, this man was sentenced for 100 years for reportedly ending a coworker that stole his lunch from a fridge. While on the bright side, now that he's in prison, he's going to be getting a lot of free lunches for life. It's very normal to have these sorts of thoughts when someone steals your food, but it's very rare to act out on them, unless maybe you're from Somalia. Up next, it looks like 4chan has launched a new AI tool called Dignify AI. And what it does is digitally take tattoos off and covers up thoughts. Women are complaining about this, and there are news stories about how men are horrible for doing it. Women have said they don't want to be objectified, and then when men create technology to put an end to objectification, now they get angry. Unfortunately, it doesn't change what's underneath. Their minds are probably broken beyond repair. Number 23 is Susan Moore, and she says that she'd rather have the police investigate the crime of misogyny rather than burglary. Having an opinion or emotion that women won't agree with is a crime in their eyes. But seriously, I think that men are no longer looking in Susan Moore's post-wall direction, so she's pissed off and trying to take it out on us now. Her opinion is also misandry, so shouldn't it be investigated by the police? Moving on, as a woman that spent her whole life trying to be skinny, but is now learning what it means to actually love and care for her body. She looks like she's got hot dog fingers and piglets for forearms. Either that or loaves of bread made of cookie dough. She's probably having trouble breathing at this stage, and that mask is cutting off the oxygen to her body faster than her body is using it up. Her body needs vegetables, vitamins, and water, not Dr. Pepper and pepperoni pizza. Number 25 and the last one is a woman showing off what she wore to her baby daddy funeral. She's probably wondering if his estate will continue to pay child support. I think this funeral thought misspelled war. I think there's an H in there somewhere. She's probably trying to pick up a new beta bucks at that funeral. Well, at least she's wearing black. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you here, then subscribe over at my X account where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.